Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto's Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, all our affiliates all around the country. But in today's day and age, hey, baby, it's about radio on the go. All the devices, various different ways, platforms, yada, 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 that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know, those are the platforms. You know the drill. Ain't no mystery here. You're doing your radio on the go. Guess what? You got to get there. Heading to work, heading to the beach, walking the dog, whatever the circumstances are. That's the name of the game. And it is on your device. You know, you can have an Android, you can have an iPhone, tablet, doesn't matter. Sitting down at the desk. Yeah, it's funny. So many people use laptops, but in reality, I like the good old clunky PC. Monitor's bigger. I don't know. I'm just a little old school when it comes to that. And, you know, it's how you want it. Because you only have a couple minutes a day to listen. You know, and that's kind of the point. You're at the desk, maybe you got 15, 20 minutes before you got a meeting with somebody, or you're heading out to, you know, go take care of some business, or heading down to the assembly line, or whatever the circumstances are. Got a little break in between classes at school where you're actually paying attention. No, Fred, for us, most important American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. Looking forward to Philly when we head down there this year in December for a little Army-Navy. It never gets old. What isn't going to get old either is the rest of the show going forward. A lot of fun, a lot of serious stuff too. Don't go anywhere.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price. Like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden. Paints that get the job done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. Over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, that's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman DeCatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
All right, you're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, John Helmsley. Helmsley, from the Oklahoman, who will be talking to us here in just a little while about, you know, in my opinion, what is the biggest scandal in the history of intercollegiate sports. And look, you know, there have been circumstances with payola, and there have been circumstances with point shaving in college basketball and everything else, and it didn't kill the sport. What you have here is a major funneling money to recruits. There are sneaker companies involved. I heard Sonny Vaccaro all over the place yesterday. And he should know he funneled money with the best of them. And no joke. I mean, this is hardcore stuff. Heads are going to roll. Patino's already gone. And there's going to be more. And there's going to be big names. Like I said, in reading the documents, North Carolina is prominently mentioned. And if it turns out that it lands at the foot of the coach's bench, and I mean roll. On the other side of the coin, it was a dark, dark day, and I mean a dark day for adolescent youth in this country. Hugh Hefner passed away at 91. Hugh Hefner, who bought prominent money to the paper towel industry and to the lubricant industry. Hugh Hefner, who, you know, certainly opened up the eyes of many young men with the pictures that he published in his magazine, has passed away. You know, kind of sad to see him the last few years, as it usually is. And porn has certainly bypassed Playboy as far as viewing pleasure, as it were. But the family business will go on. His son and his daughter will make sure that it does. You'll be meeting some of those virgins up in heaven, and you know, all the terrorists better get on the thing, because you don't waste time. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You know, back to college. And again, my opinion on Clemson, I think they're going to be able to squeak one out. But don't be surprised if it goes the other way. And if for some reason Clemson does win this football game, they're on their way. They'll be back in the Final Four. Washington at Oregon State. Oregon State's not in. Throw the ball very far down the field, but Washington's going to be in a conversation. You know, last year they showed that they were overmatched when they were playing up against the big boys, but, you know, they're hanging in there. Number 15, Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. Redemption time for Mason Rudolph and company. Defense didn't show up last week, and that was what everybody was worried about. And Cliff Kingsbury's teams are offensive-minded. They better show up better this week. Fortunate thing for Tech is they can't stop anybody either. So, Okie State will win. The headline game, Ole Miss at Alabama. Alabama's favored by 28. I think it'll be a little tighter than that, although, boy, Alabama sure as hell impressed me last week. But Ole Miss always gives them a hard time. You know, back in 14, Ole Miss won. 15, Ole Miss won. Last year, Alabama got by 48-43. But, you know, they were down 24-3 at half. Ole Miss has the formula. They know Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball that well. And Shea Patterson and his receivers can. So this is one of those deals, if Alabama digs themselves a hole, it's going to be very difficult to crawl out of. I think they'll win. I do. I think they'll win. But, like I said, they got them favored by a whole bunch of points. That I don't see. So, we'll see how it plays out. The aforementioned San Diego State, and that's the last of the games on a collegiate slate that are worth talking about. They get Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is no pushover, but they're traveling west. San Diego State's in contention with South Florida to be one of this is a game they can't afford to lose. Christian Chapman's damn good, and so is Rashad Penny. You know, but Northern Illinois is a challenge. They're well coached. You know, a year ago, San Diego State did a job on them. San Diego State's all about big plays. They have five, they're ranked fifth in the country in rushing plays of 20-plus yards. And Chapman throws bombs. Interesting game. You know, interesting game. Chapman won't come out this year, but next year when he does, somebody will give him a look. He won't be a first rounder. He's a little undersized. But he's got a big arm. They'll check it out. And they'll check him out. Swing to the NFL and get started there on the brief time that we have left here. Thursday night special. Bears at the Packers. And again, the wheels come off quick with running backs. But right now, he's as good as anybody out there. He's got 200 yards in three games, three touchdowns. And don't forget, they were down pretty big at various different points in a couple of the games. So the ground game went away. Packers have had the Bears' number. Here's the issue. They can't run the football. Their offensive line's dinged. It's Aaron Rodgers or bust. By himself. You know, it's not rocket science sometimes in the NFL when you look at certain teams. Everybody knows the strengths. Everybody knows the weaknesses. If the Bears are going to win this, they'll turn over Aaron Rodgers. If they don't, they lose. They're going to lose, but it's going to be a better game than most people think. Because like I said, Green Bay flat out can't run the ball. And that's going to be the reason why they don't go to the Super Bowl. Dolphins get the Saints. Saints lost ugly. I mean, Dolphins lost ugly last week to the Jets. Now they got to travel to London. Saints go in. They're going to want to get up after our buddy, Jay Cutler. I think Miami's got problems, but I don't think this week. Because, unfortunately, for New Orleans, they can't stop me. Let's tap out. We'll come back right after this short timeout. Continue with the NFL till we get to our guests. Don't go nowhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're back with the attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Again, John Helsley, talk about the scandal. And we'll only keep him for a little bit because it's breaking news all over the place and a lot of stuff going on. But an assistant coach indicted at Oklahoma State, USC, Louisville. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's pretty ugly. But with that being said, back to the National Football League. As I said, New Orleans and Miami heading to London. If the Saints could remotely stop anybody, I would certainly want to pick pick them as opposed to Miami because Miami's got issues. But with that being said, there's a couple of things going on here. First of all, they can't stop anybody, so Cutler, in theory, should have a field day. He went up against a tough defense in the Jets yesterday that were called out by their coach, and Miami lost. But with that being said, the Saints have both of their offensive tackles struggling with injuries. Teron Armstead didn't even practice on Wednesday, and Zach Strief was limited. So they're probably going to be playing backups for a good chunk of the game, and Miami's strength is on defense. So, yeah, although their cornerbacks are getting burned on a regular basis. So if they get upfield, and Lawrence Timmons will be back as well, they should take care of their business in London. When you're picking National Football League, because of the fact that you just never know which team is going to show up and which team is going to have the issue or not have the issue. So we'll see. I'm going with Miami, albeit reluctantly. Falcons hosting the Bills. Bills 2-1. And to me, this is a big surprise. I'm not a big believer in their quarterback. I'm not a big believer in first-year head coaches. I think they could evolve to go really, really good. But I'm not a huge fan of them until they get everything, until they get their feet wet and everything else. But thus far, they're getting it done. But they're going into an area where, you know, it's just not going to happen in that kind of way. LeSean McCoy is only averaging 2.9 yards per carry. Because they know, more often than not, Tyrod Taylor is not going to beat them. And they haven't scored a ton of points, but their defense has been just phenomenal. And Buffalo will cause problems for Matty Ryan this week, but they certainly won't win the football game. Atlanta will take care of their business at home. And they will go to 4-0, and they will eliminate any discussion of a Super Bowl hangover. Bengals at the Browns. See, what's going to happen here, because I want you to know, because I'm throwing myself on the sword, is I'm going to keep picking Cleveland until they win a football. I'm throwing away 16 games on my picks. But as you guys know, I don't feel that way. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Cleveland's going to beat Cincinnati. You know, I do. I think they've got enough to get it done against a really bad Cleveland team that has certainly had their issues offensively. They got a coach that's a lame duck. They have a defense that's not showing up. I think Kaiser gets it done this week. I really do. Yeah, I do believe he gets it done. I think he's going to take care of his business and get his first win. You know, look, he's not showing accuracy thus far. He's fumbled the ball a few times. He's certainly thrown enough interceptions. But what I like what Hugh Jackson is doing with him is they're not hiding. You know, Isaiah Crowell's a premier running back. But they're not just turning it around and handing it to him on a regular basis. What they are doing is getting the games. And that's the reality. You know, if you're going to throw a rookie quarterback out there, you're not going to find anything out if you're handing the ball off 50 times a game. Keep it balanced. Call it like you would on any other quarterback, veteran quarterback, whatever the circumstances are, and roll the dice. And that's what they've been doing thus far with him. So we'll see. Cowboys and the Rams. Rams heading to Dallas. It's been a good ride. They've got their two wins. They're not going to get a third, at least not against Dallas. Although, I do believe that the question has been answered about Jared Goff. You know, they're not going to draft a quarterback, even though they'll be in a position to grab one. They're not going to do it. They may even trade out and accumulate draft picks out of Cleveland. But going into Dallas and expecting to win on the road isn't going to happen. Todd Gurley's playing good football. They're doing a good job out there in L.A. And Goff is coming around. No, they got their hind whooped, but they're okay. Dak's playing well enough. As I said, the biggest concern, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the Cowboys, is that there's zero chemistry between Dak Prescott and you know who. They just haven't, Dez Bryant and he just have not gotten together yet. And that may end up being one of those scenarios where Dallas may make a move. Because if they're winning draft to try to get another number one receiver, I'm not saying they're going to move him this year, but they could move him in the offseason. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Vikings go on the road. Detroit goes on the road, excuse me, to play the Vikings. And you know, this is pretty tough stuff. It's a road game against the Minnesota team that's pretty good. They figured out they can win with Case Keenum. Bradford's doubtful. Well, we'll find out. We're going to find out. Because if he can't play, I like the Lions in this. Because I don't think you can get back-to-back games out of the Case Keenums of the world and have so I'm going to go with Detroit on the road. Albeit reluctantly. Now watch Bradford play and he'll win. You know, it's a horror show. Picking these things are a horror show. What are you going to do? Anyway, you know I like Detroit. Come on. Patriots and the Panthers. If the Patriots weren't at home, if this game was reversed, I would take Carolina. I would. Not that Carolina's doing any of the great shakes. They're still trying to figure out the offense. New England can't stop anybody. They've already been exposed as far as that goes. They're lucky Brady's still on top of his game. Panthers are still trying to get everybody on the same page. I think Cam's going to cause them some problems. You know, Houston damn near won that game as they were trying to corral Deshaun Watson last week. They're putting a game plan together down there in Carolina that's going to have designated runs for Cam, try to protect his shoulder. With them. You know, they take a look, go to the websites, take a look, go on the depth chart and look at New England's defense and tell me that's a Super Bowl caliber defense. It is not. They're going to win the football game. And I'll tell you who else is going to win the football game. The Jaguars. They're going to beat the Jets. They're on the road. They're heading east. Josh McCown's been good, but that defense is going to chew him up and spit him out. Maybe we'll see a little Christian Hackenberg. Maybe, but not likely. Let's tap out. When we come back, John Helsley from the Oklahoma.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, John Helsley, when we can get them here. It's, like I said, it's busy times for these guys. And, you know, hopefully we'll get them here in the next couple of minutes. But and we'll continue rolling with that until we have John. As I said, Jacksonville coming up to New York. Jets got their win. Jets are not going to be an easy out for people because they actually play defense. Unfortunately for them, Jacksonville's defense is a little better. And they have something to play for. They're 2-1. 1-0 on the road. Marone's got a little motivation. He used to be an assistant with the Jets. It got passed over for their head coaching job. He's settled in nicely in Jacksonville, and they're getting a job done there. Unfortunately for the Jets, it's going to be that kind of season. Little up, a lot down. Little up, a lot down. So we'll see. But I like Jacksonville in this. I think they'll get enough done. Blake Bortles actually looked like an NFL quarterback last week. Now, I don't know if that's going to translate into long-term success. I still don't think so. But at least for a week, the light bulb was on. And we'll see how it plays out. Steelers at the Ravens in a game that is a traditional mashup anyway. Steelers really got something to play for. And Baltimore's owned them. But I don't think so this week. I mean, the Ravens got annihilated in London. And the Bears beat the Steelers in overtime. You know? Both of these teams have strengths. Both of these teams have weaknesses. The weakness on the Ravens is on the offensive line. They're trying to protect Flacco as best as possible. They're having a hard time doing it. Their defense is young and improving, but they got slashed last week. And, oh, by the way, it was no mystery as to how. I mean, for all the touchdown throws that Bortles had, everything was up the middle. It was Fournette up the middle. It was Ivory up the middle. It was Mercedes Lewis up the middle. He used to be a car, but now he's not. They shattered the middle of the Ravens' defense. Well, guess what? Slant routes over the center. Tight ends trying to exploit the seam. And I don't know that Baltimore has enough on that side of the ball to get it done. And with that being the ultimate decision-making process, well, you know, I'll take Pittsburgh in this on the road. I didn't have to think about it all that hard, to be honest. They're just, I think at this point, just a better team. Texans and the Titans. This one's intriguing. Texans are 1-2. They're in. It's a division game. There hasn't been enough yet by Houston to show me that they're able to get it done. We're going to put that on hold here for a couple seconds as we're joined by John Helsley from the Oklahoman. And John, nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. It's funny, man. I went to school out there. I went to OCU, transferred to OSU, covered OU when I was working at KTVY, and there was always stuff going on. But I've never seen anything like this, and Lamont Evans gets indicted. On it's talk that it's going to lead to the doorstep of North Carolina. This could end up being the biggest scandal in the history of collegiate sports.
It sure looks like it's headed that way. You know, Tuesday was sort of like the lifting of the lid, it seems like, and computers are being seized by the FBI, and who knows when that will stop and what's going to come of it. And you're right, it could be a massive scandal that really not only shakes up college athletics, but reshapes it.
Interesting you say that. What's your opinion on that? I mean, it seems to me this is more than likely going to lead to collegiate athletes being paid, but I don't know that the NCAA at this point, who evidently had no idea this was going on, is capable of formulating a structure to make that happen.
Well, I'm not sure they are either. I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you do it, how you make that work for Iowa State in a conference that Texas exists in. How does Iowa State pay athletes anywhere near what Texas pays athletes? And I think it's a huge issue. I don't know what the answer is. I understand that obviously, you know, there's this whole movement to try and get players compensated, and I understand it. But trying to govern that and make it, you know, equal for all the schools and all the players involved, boy, I don't know how possibly that you make that work.
John, what I did in reading as much as I could on this in the last 24 hours, the one constant is that sneaker companies are involved and financial advisors are involved. And it's that seems to be the new dirty word out there is financial advisors. The guy that whistle blew was one who was disgraced and indicted by the SEC, had to pay fines and the whole nine yards. But a lot of the other people involved within this who got to these assistant coaches were quote-unquote financial advisors. Seems to be the new dirty word in collegiate sports.
Yeah, they should just be called money grabbers, right? I mean, all of these guys. To me, the most damning thing of all, and the U.S. attorney kind of popped these coaches for it, is that they didn't even know who they were pushing the players toward. Guys that had already been arrested and charged by the Securities Exchange. Other guys who have lost their jobs. That, like he said, a simple Google search would have revealed who these people were. I don't think these coaches cared. All they cared about was grabbing some money for themselves. They were selling players, overselling players that really had no pro potential in a lot of these cases. Some of them obviously did, but a lot of them didn't. I'll tell you, some of the guys at Oklahoma State that were being propped up for these financial advisors, they're not real NBA guys. And so it was all with no regard at all for the players or their families, only for their own pockets. And, man, that's pretty sickening, really. I mean, I'm not going to say I would understand it if they were trying to connect a guy with a legitimate agent to go and make some money down the road. But this, the way it was done, is just, I think, it's just really despicable.
No, you're 100% right. And you know, look, it to me, I mean, I was down there when, you know, the no-show jobs and you know, Big Red Auto would say, go wash the car over at Owen Field, you know, and things along those lines. But this is heavy-duty stuff here. And when you get the SEC involved and you get the feds involved and people are looking at 80 years in a federal penitentiary for this stuff that's going on, how do these programs not be aware of what's going on with their assistant coaches and with the people around them?
And it's a fantastic question, and you should know, and you should. I was talking to a colleague earlier, and it's like you should sort of have your spidey sense, right? I mean, there should be some antenna that go up that tell you this guy is not on the up and up. This guy has got a sleaze factor to him. You have to know who these men are that are working for you. Who you're sending into homes. On one day you're going into somebody's home and you're telling their mother and father, hey, you know, I'm going to take care of your son while he's at school. I'm going to be his father away from home and all of this. And the next day you're selling him to some guy who's a crook. It's a terrible mess, and I really fear for where this ends up.
John Helsley joining us here in The Attack, and he does outstanding work at the Oklahoman. Like I said, my adopted hometown. I was out there for a lot of years. You know, it's funny. One thing that kind of got lost in the indictments and everything else is Blazer, who was the snitch, for lack of a better. And the money and giving stuff to the football team and everything else. I said it leading off the show, and I really believe this is going to land at the footsteps of Roy Williams, and I think he's in big trouble because those programs at UNC have been dirty for a long time, and if Blazer is linked to money that's heading in that direction, and I know you can't speculate, I'm just speculating here, but when I look at Pitino going down, when I look at the fact that USC is involved and Miami's involved and Okie State's involved, and these are all big programs, and I have a feeling – Pitino is not the last of the large heads that's going to roll.
I think you're probably right. And, you know, it's been said in a lot of the national analysts that There's a lot of coaches, you know, and really two big sports, college football and men's basketball, that are probably really sweating right now. And, you know, who knows what's going to show up on these computers that are being seized? Who knows now who's going to make a deal, right? I mean, some of these guys that have been arrested, they're probably running to make a deal.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, just being sanctioned by the NCAA. It's like you said, this is real prison time. And so where this, you know, how wide this goes and how many schools and coaches and people ultimately are implicated and involved, it's really scary. It's scary for the sport, and it's scary for us, you know, sports fans in a lot of way, because we've bought into all of this.
Yep, no question about it. Lamont Evans himself, is under indictment, but he was hired by Brad Underwood, who skipped town himself, went to Illinois. Is this going to follow him up there, do you think?
I don't know. It's an excellent question. It's one that keeps coming up. And, you know, I think the thing that has to be clear before that happens is knowledge, right? I mean, when I read the indictment about Lamont Evans, I see an assistant who really is about stuffing money in his pocket, right?
Sure.
He wasn't getting this money necessarily to bring good players to Oklahoma State. He's trying to push players towards these advisors. And I'm not sure you want your employers to know that. It's like, according to the affidavit, he was trying to push a current Cowboy into the NBA. Well, I don't think the head coach wants that, right? So I could see where the head coaches don't really know this aspect of it. Now, if you're willing to do all of this stuff, are you willing to go buy a recruit? Probably, right? If you're this dirty, you're probably that dirty. But I could see where Lamont Evans wouldn't want his employers to know what he was doing on the side in this regard.
That's a really good point you make. I'm going to let you step out because I know your phone is ringing off the hook and all kinds of things are going on. But as this evolves, I'd love to have you back on.
Well, call me anytime. I appreciate it, and enjoy spending a few minutes with you today.
Thank you so much. John, where do we get your social media before we let you out the door?
At JJ Helsley on Twitter.
Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too.
John Helsley here in the attack, and he's 100% right. It goes remains to be seen, but he made a great point about the assistant coaches not wanting to necessarily let their boss know what was going on. So I'll be curious. Like I said, let's see how the spillage happens. Let's step out, come back. We'll finish up this edition of the attack and speed through the rest of the NFL. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, we're getting ready to pop out the door here, so let me just run the list real quick. I like Arizona. I think they're going to take care of their business against San Francisco. That's not a big stretch right there. Chargers and the Eagles. I like the Chargers in this one. Eagles got to go West Coast. Not always the easiest task. Big physical, emotional game against the Giants. I think the Chargers are finally going to get off the schneid here. Giants go to Tampa Bay. They're 0-3. I told you Tampa Bay was a fraud. You're going to find out even more this week that they're a fraud. Giants defense will eat up Winston. I really believe that. They will take care of their business against Denver. Colts of the Seahawks, very difficult game to pick, the Sunday night special. Jacoby Brissett's playing good. Seattle's offense can't get out of its own way. I think, however, the Seahawks at home, and it's the only reason why I'm picking them, will get it done against Indianapolis. And then the Chiefs and the Redskins, Chiefs are the real deal. They're the Super Bowl favorite in my mind right now. That's it. We're going to tap out. Enjoy the rest of the week. Thanks to Roberto for keeping it going. John Helsey for coming on board. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.